Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are focusing on, well, the absolute cutting edge of sustainable mining. We're looking at bioleaching, and we're deep diving into this one company whose mantra is basically, "Are bugs eat rocks?" It sounds crazy, but they're turning huge environmental liabilities into critical metals and even fertilizer.
Yeah, and the tech behind it, it's called BACOX. It uses these naturally occurring bacteria to chemically break down sulfide minerals.
Okay, so what does that actually do?
Well, it's a water-based process, very low energy, and it does two things at once. First, it liberates the valuable metals you want, and second, it neutralizes the really harmful toxins.
And this isn't just a lab experiment.
Not at all. This company is one of only two in the entire world with commercial operating experience doing this.
So our mission today is to look at two major projects that show how this works. One tackling toxic gold in Ecuador and another with this massive zero tailings vision in Canada.
Right.
So let's start in Ecuador. The problem there is with gold concentrates from places like Ponce Enriquez, they're full of arsenic.
A huge amount of arsenic. And when they try to sell that, especially to the big Chinese smelters, they get hit with these just crippling financial penalties.
How bad are we talking?
It's steep. The smelters will cut the payability, what the miners actually get paid, by 1% for every 1% of arsenic over a 10% threshold.
Wow. So they're losing thousands of dollars a day just because of this toxin.
Exactly. It's a massive liability.
So how does bioleaching fix something like arsenic? How is BX safer than old school methods like roosting?
Well, it completely flips that cost model. The bioleaching process safely locks the arsenic away by converting it into ferric arsenate.
Ferric arsenate. What is that?
The best way to think of it is like chemical concrete. It's a super stable compound that passes all the US EPA leachability tests for safe disposal. It just stays put.
And no toxic fumes?
None. Roasting and pressure oxidation, or POX, they create these horrible off-gases, arsenic, mercury that you then have to spend a fortune scrubbing. This is just cleaner chemistry from the start.
And the money side of it is pretty compelling. I saw the Tengol plant, their phase one, is modeled to cost about $22 million in capital.
Right. But the revenue projections are what's stunning.
Yeah, that 50-ton per day plant could generate over $120 million in annual revenue. That's assuming, you know, a $3,500 gold price.
Which points to a potential payback in about 1 year.
A one-year payback. That is just staggering. So is that the modular economic model they're trying to scale everywhere?
Precisely. That proven profitability is what makes the next project possible. The zero tailings vision in Sudbury, Ontario.
Okay, so now we're talking about waste. Historic waste, right?
Decades of it. They're targeting 100 million tons of old pyrrhotite tailings left over from other mining operations.
100 million tons. What kind of value could possibly be left in that?
Well, the estimates are up to $22 billion worth of base metals. Nickel, cobalt, copper. All just sitting there.
$22 billion. And a tailings pond. So how do they get it out economically?
That's the genius of the zero tailings flow sheet. It first separates the big, bulky stuff, the iron and sulfur, into two separate saleable products.
Okay, so they're making money off the waste components first.
Exactly. They produce magnetite, which gets sold to the green steel and pigment industries, and they make ammonium sulfate,
which is fertilizer.
Right. And the revenue from just those two products completely pays for the whole remediation and processing operation.
So recovering the valuable battery metals, the nickel and cobalt, that's almost cure upside. It makes a former environmental cost into a profitable asset.
So what this really points to is a shift towards a truly modular, sustainable business model. You've got the tech, the finance, they even have a Moody's verified green bond framework, and the environmental cleanup all aligned.
It's a fundamental shift, isn't it? Instead of looking at mine waste as this perpetual liability that you have to manage forever, we're seeing it recast as a strategic source of commodities we desperately need.
It's a new paradigm.
So here's the final thought for you to chew on. If this kind of bioleaching can turn 100 million tons of historic waste into critical minerals and fertilizer, what about the rest of it? The estimated 12 billion tons of tailings produced every single year. Should we stop seeing that as a problem and start seeing it as the world's next great untapped ore body?